Proclamation number 3724, dated the March 24, 1946. Will power, strength and might. I am the Lord of heaven and earth, and everything has to submit to my will. Everyone who opposes me rejects strength of his own accord, i.e., he refuses to accept my strength and is therefore imperfect. But everyone who voluntarily submits himself to my will shall receive my strength without limitation and will be able to work like me in perfection. Hence the spiritual being's measure of strength depends on my will and its fulfillment, and the human being on earth will therefore be extremely mighty and strong and uses strength to accomplish exceptional feats if he completely adapts himself to my will, thus totally subordinates his will to mine. Then his every action will correspond to my eternal will, then his share on earth will neither be disorder nor lack of strength, but he will stand in the midst of my emanation of strength and will be able to work without limitation in every direction but only as far as it corresponds to my will. My strength is not at his disposal for dishonorable activity, as it will instantly leave the person who steps outside of my will. However, once the human being has entered into my eternal order, once he has adopted my will as his own, it will not be possible for him to relapse into an erroneous desire again, because once the strength flows through him it will release him from the power which opposes my will and tries to draw every soul to itself. Then it is no longer be possible to utilize the strength for actions which oppose my will, because my strength will be holding on to him and he will be permanently connected to me. He will have reached his earthly as well as his eternal goal. Heaven and earth are subject to my will, and nothing can change against my will. But for the duration of his life on earth I shall allow the human will complete freedom. I shall not force it to subordinate itself to me. But once it has entered into my eternal order then will have happened entirely voluntarily, uninfluenced and without any compulsion. And therefore I will, with much love, seize the spirit which subordinated itself to me and not let it descend into the restraints of bondage again, into the state of disorder. Even if my adversary is incessantly active to regain the spirit which had returned to me, he cannot compel the human being's will, and every other influence will fail due to the strength which the person then calls his own, because then he is working in unison with me, and the adversary will not be able to repel me. But the human being does not practice the strength of his will enough. He could achieve phenomenal results but his faith is not strong enough in order to activate his will, and his weakness of faith does not allow the person's inherent strength to take effect. Having subordinated his will to mine, he is my strength at his disposal and makes too little use of this strength. He himself does not know or believe how powerful he can be in unity with me, because he is still earthly inasmuch as his thinking adapts itself to earthly natural law, so that he only carries out what naturally appears to be feasible to him. He does not cross the boundaries which are set for the imperfect human being, precisely because of his imperfection, which he, however, can ignore. Due to it all subordination, due to my influx of strength, he has placed himself into a state of perfection which allows him to work outside the framework of natural law but which nevertheless remains natural because it is the result of a certain maturity of soul which the human being can already achieve on earth. As a result of his inadequate belief he is setting his own limitations, which God has not set for him. Thus the human being can have utmost strength at his disposal and yet not use it enough, because his human earthly thinking holds him back when he should simply let his spirit speak. Because it will instruct him and try to fortify the profound faith in him, on account of which he then can achieve whatever he wants by using my strength. Then he will also work for the benefit of his fellow human beings. Only then will the strength of faith reveal itself, because people will then also acknowledge the source of strength, the strength of the source, which the believer draws from, and they themselves will desire to drink from it too. Amen.